Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Kevin Hagin with us on Wednesdays right here in this slot. And Kevin, let's start in this spot. I consider the best receivers at Alabama, under the Saban regime, Julio Jones and Amari Cooper. Now, that is until now. Mel Kiper has Jerry Jeudy in the one slot for 2020. Now, I don't know if he actually means he's going to be the first guy taken, because typically a receiver's not going the number one pick. But how would you compare Jerry Jeudy to date with Cooper and Jones?
Well, Jerry Jeudy is obviously extremely talented. He won the Biletnikoff Award last year. He seems to be dedicating himself in the offseason to trying to ensure himself as the number one wide receiver taking in the NFL draft. Jerry's come a long way since he first arrived at Alabama, which is not uncommon for a lot of players. There has to be some off-the-field maturity things take place, and that's happened with Jerry Jeudy. I was a little concerned after he won the Biletnikoff of would he stay focused for this year, and it seems like he is, and I'm glad to hear that. He has the ability to go out there and potentially become a record-setting wide receiver at Alabama. The problem that Jerry Jeudy is going to face, I think, this year is the fact, Bill, Alabama has a very talented and deep wide receiving core, and I think you're going to see the ball spread along, not only from Jerry, but Henry Ruggs is going to see, you know, a lot of catches. Jalen Waddle is going to see a lot of catches. Devontae Smith is going to see a lot of catches. So Jerry Jeudy, potentially could have a phenomenal season this year, but yet not have the same numbers that he had last year through no fault of his own, just from the fact that Alabama is going to be so talented at the wide receiving position this year.
Well, the other item is you got to pick your poison, but he's going to be targeted. He was last year, too, by defenses, and it may be more difficult to get him the ball.
Absolutely. So, if I was a betting man on whether Jerry Jeudy would exceed his wide receiving numbers from last year or not, I would bet on the side that he would not. Not saying he's not going to have a great year, it's just that I think, like you said, he's going to be targeted by defenders, and I think Tua and that offense is going to spread the ball around. Excuse me, Bill. And I think you're going to see Alabama make a concerted effort to be back to its original offense of a more of a power running team as well. So I think when you factor in all those things, I could see a slight dip in his numbers, but him still have an outstanding season, which, of course, would not hurt his NFL draft status, because scouts are going to figure out whether you're an elite wide receiver or not.
So I'm spying on y'all's chat room. I always lurk. And did some anonymous coach, maybe, I know Athlon does this, and it's interesting. Athlon magazine, my favorite. And was it an anonymous coach that says Alabama's going to lose a couple games because of their defense? Is that right?
I heard that, and that's news to me. And if it is, somebody needs to sober up before they do any more magazine interviews, as I've talked ad nauseum. Alabama's defense is going to take a major step forward next year from what it was last year. The wide receiving core, the defensive back core, which is mostly freshmen last year, is going to be a year older. The addition back there of Coach Charles Kelly coaching the secondary was a big improvement over the spring. You're going to have more depth on the defensive line, and still a little thin at inside linebacker, but, you're getting Terrell Lewis back. You're getting Chris Allen back. This is going to be a much improved Alabama defense. So I don't know. And, I'm always hesitant anytime you see a quote and it's from anonymous out there. If you don't have the guts to put your name behind something, then I don't think it's really worth reading. I don't know where they're getting this information, but I hope they enjoy their time in La La Land, because that's not going to be reality for our defense this fall.
Well, when is Alabama's defense, let's eliminate 07, but when has Alabama's defense been a true liability? Now, they're after 11 and 12. They hit a little spur we've talked about where they weren't real good in the secondary. That's about it, though.
That was about it. And those two years, particularly the 2014 year with that secondary, it was because of a mass amount of injuries. It wasn't we took a dip in talent there. Alabama just got kind of gutted in the secondary with injury. So really, other than, like you said, 2007, which doesn't count because he was taken over from Mike Shula, last year was, in my opinion, clearly the weakest defense that Alabama had under Nick Saban. And there again, the pass rush in particular was greatly impacted by injuries and some people going pro that Alabama really didn't expect to go pro. So I think Alabama fans are going to be very, very pleased with the defense they see on the field in 2019.
Tell us about the wide receiver commit just the other day out of Miami Carroll City, the four-star.
Yes, Tyu Jones-Bell out of a Carroll City High School in Miami, Florida. Long expected to commit to Alabama. It was not really a question of would or would he not commit to Alabama. It was more of a decision on when he would go public with that commitment than he did. I'm really excited about this commitment. He's 5'11", 190. He's kind of got a big body. I've had some people say body-wise, kind of reminds him of Christian Kirk, the former outstanding wide receiver at Texas A&M. He does have speed, can stop on a dime. I like film that I've seen and talking to people close to his recruitment, does a great job of catching the ball in traffic. So I think he's a wonderful addition to this Alabama offense, and it just kind of continues that trend that Alabama has of pulling wide receivers out of South Florida. You know, Jerry Jeudy, Calvin Ridley, and Amari Cooper, and Tyu Jones-Bell is just the next in that long line of receivers from South Florida for Alabama. And you just had Brian Driscoll on from Blue and Gold talking to Notre Dame. I don't know if you realize or not, Bill, but the best high school football player in the class of 2020 from here in the state of Kentucky, Michael Mayer, a tight end out of Covington Catholic, is a Notre Dame commit, and he is an elite tight end, Bill.
Yeah, he was here in Nashville, well, actually up in the borough. The opening was here over the weekend. They did it at Blackman High School. Kids from all over America were there. He apparently was at that. I didn't get to get by and see it, but, yeah, I've heard about him. And you would know because that's your state.
He is an elite stud. There was a little bit of hope. He had a sister who attended the University of Alabama, so there was a little bit of hope, and I think that was his quote-unquote second school of interest, but the Fighting Irish locked Michael up very early, and he is a stud among studs, getting a really good one there.
Now, look, it's not like Alabama has trouble getting running backs. That's a long tradition, but do you still think Chris Tyree probably selects Notre Dame?
Oh, I think the only decision is what number will he wear at Notre Dame and who will his roommate be when he gets to South Bend.
Yeah. Alabama has no trouble.
Foregone conclusion.
He really isn't the size.
He's a good fit for Notre Dame.
Right. He really isn't the size back that Notre Dame, that Alabama's been getting and using. He's a lot smaller. When's the last time Alabama used a smallish back? Tailback. It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has been a while.
Hey, who was the little back that was so electric for Coach Fram, who ran up and down the field in the LSU game?
Oh, gosh, I'm having a total brain
against crack, against Nick Saban, actually.
Who was that?
Remember him?
Total brain. I do, and I apologize, Bill. I'm having a total,
somebody. Well, Twitter will save us.
Someone will clue me in.
It's been a while.
I'm having a senior moment here. Yeah.
Most of the time, it's a pretty good size back that Alabama. It doesn't have to be 225, but most of those backs that Alabama uses are 210 and up.
Typically, yes, which is why I really think that Alabama, the other back that they're going to add to this class, of course, Alabama already has one running back commitment in this class from Roydell Williams, but I think Kendall Milton out of California will be the second back in this class. Although I will say this, Alabama is in a better position with Zachary Evans than a lot of people think that he is. But in the end, I find it hard to believe he'll leave the state of Texas. But Alabama is thicker in that mix with Evans than a lot of people think.
Well, and Evans is the kid in Texas who some are saying is the next of the elite, right? That kind of back.
Yes. And, you know, supposedly he and his teammate Damian George, the offensive lineman, are supposedly a package deal. And Damian George is another one that has tremendous interest in Alabama as well. So you know how those package deals go, Bill. Sometimes they materialize and sometimes they don't. But if you were to ask me today, who do I think the second back in this class for Alabama will be, I would say Kendall Milton out of California.
Twitter has jumped in here. Football guru tweets, Shawn Williams.
Yes, Shawn Williams.
I couldn't think of that. I wouldn't have thought of
that.
Yes.
But I do remember the game where the first play of the game against Arkansas, he darted up the middle for a touchdown, and it was all downhill after that. I just think the reason that I remember that is we were at a wedding in Louisville for one of my wife's closest friends and my two sons, and I snuck in a radio that I wasn't supposed to and had one earbud in my ear and one of my oldest son Jordan's ear. Jordan was pretty young then, and on that play, right in the middle of the wedding, he screamed, "Touchdown, touchdown, yay, Daddy, you scored a touchdown," and I was dead meat, Bill. I will never forget that. One of those great father-son moments you just never forget, you know?
Jeff Chu says, talk to Kevin about this. He says, Saban seems to be having more fun this non-playing portion of the season than any other. Ask Kevin if this is because of Saban's new hip, the new staff, or if he's just enjoying this new chapter of his career.
Well, that's a great question by Jeff. It's kind of a cultural change. As a matter of fact, Bill, believe it or not, this coaching staff at the University of Alabama are spending the entire week at a golf retreat with Coach Saban. And it's not a football pick your brain. I'm sure the topic will come up, but it is a true coaching retreat, a chance for the coaches to kind of have some downtime, continue to bond with one another. And this is a radical culture change for Coach Saban. It is an acknowledgement. I think that he realizes, look, the bottom line is this, and I've said this many times, we cannot continue to lose 6 and 7 assistant coaches every single year at Alabama and continue to maintain the program that we want to maintain. So I think it's an acknowledgement that, you know, you can't grind these assistant coaches into the ground 365 days a year. And in the past, they only get 3 or 4 days at a time on vacation time. So this is a radical change, and I think it's a welcome change to the Alabama program. You know, giving him and the coaching staff a chance to get a breather before the players report this weekend and the summer workouts begin. And I would give two people credit for this change. I no doubt that Terry Saban is a part of this, helping coach realize that he needs to make a change. And I also think you have to give a hockey assist to Dabo Swinney. I think Dabo's proven that you can have a very successful elite program and not grind your coaches into the ground. So this is a big change. It's not a signal that Coach Saban himself is slowing down, but I think it's an acknowledgement for him that, hey, maybe I need to let up a little bit on how hard I drive my staff and give them a breather before we start this grueling run. Because really, once Memorial Day kicks in, Bill, the grind really begins.
Tell you what. That hip situation and the surgery has changed Saban's mindset to the point where right now he doesn't see, at least publicly he's saying, he doesn't see retiring anytime soon.
No, it's absolutely incredible. I think a lot of people thought that the hip surgery was the beginning of the end and kind of the rising of the sunset, but it's, you know, the setting of the sun, but it's been the exact opposite. He seems to be, you know, renewed energy, renewed commitment to the program, you know, going golfing with his coaches. It's really interesting. He always turns over every rock after every season, but after the embarrassment of the Clemson loss last year, every rock got turned over 3 or 4 times, and he really has, I don't want to say reinvented the program. I think what he's done is he's gone back to the core values of the program. I think we're going to see Alabama go back to this, what we saw in 08 and 09 in terms of the core value of the program. And I think he exemplified that with the 7 new coaches that he brought in. But what we're seeing with the golf outing is the realization that, you know, the culture has changed and you have to change with the times. If you remember back, you know, there was a point, you know, in the late 60s, early, you know, very, very early 70s where Coach Bryant faced the same thing. Remember, he had a couple of 6 and 5 years there and some mediocre bowl games, and people were wondering if the game had passed him by and could he change and adapt with the times. You know, he used to have, you know, the rule about about, you know, short haircuts and wouldn't allow players to have long hair, and it was impacting his recruiting. And Coach Bryant, quote, you know, reinvented himself and kind of changed with the times. And to a lesser degree, I kind of see the same thing happening right now with Coach Saban.
Kevin, good stuff, bud. Now tell everybody the bad news about next week.
Okay, I will be in meetings next week, so I will not be able to be on the first Wednesday I've missed, so I will not be here next Wednesday, but I will return on Wednesday to June the 5th, so I know many of you will enjoy a break from me. See everybody Wednesday, June the 5th, and as always, have a great day and roll tide.
Appreciate it, Kevin. Thanks for the info. Good stuff. 888-702-5494 if you do want to check in. Tickets at Primo Seats. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs. P as in Paul, R as in Rick, I, M as in Mary, OSeats.com. PrimoSeats.com. Tickets to sporting events, tickets to concerts. And we talked about it on the show many times. Life is cut up into two portions. Sporting events and concerts. That's it. That's you're one or the other, or you're both. Get your tickets because you need tickets to these events at Primo Seats. Oh, and use the name Bill is King. Bill is King, one word. Take that name, put it in the promo code box. That's going to get you an even better price. It's going to get about 5% shaved off the price. PrimoSeats.com. Coming back, we've got the rest of the hour to hang out. Long form, extemporaneous hangout time. Omni Nashville Hotel.
More wrecks on 24 south and east of the 440 Parkway. This one between Hickory Hollow Parkway and Old Hickory Boulevard and around Bell Road. Those wrecks do have injuries. Still clearing a wreck on 65 south, south of Trinity Lane, and the wreck on 40 westbound in Hermitage at Fessler's Lane. Fly, fight, win the United States Air Force. Play the Airman Challenge at airforce.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Looking for a gift you will love for an anniversary, birthday, or just because, and want to save 10% off? How about a gift card from America's favorite day spa, the Woodhouse Day Spa? The Woodhouse Day Spa in Midtown is conveniently located by Vanderbilt and Music Row. Give the gift of relaxation, stress reliever, and pure indulgence at the Woodhouse Day Spa located at 2001 Division Street in Nashville. Amenities include complimentary valet parking, champagne, mimosas, and chocolate, while choosing from over 70 luxury spa services 7 days a week. They offer couples and therapeutic massage, skin care and body treatments, manicures and pedicures, and several spa packages to choose from, including packages for couples like the Woodhouse Private Couples Retreat. They will help you with all of your gift-giving needs. And use the special code BALLPARK10, that's BALLPARK10, to save 10% off at the Woodhouse Day Spa, Midtown, Nashville only. Call 615-717-7511, that's 717-7511, or go online to nashville.woodhousespas.com.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-park. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
Inner Zen Outer Beauty, located on the fourth floor of Omni Nashville Hotel, Makara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the luxury of the signature Makara Spa as you're pampered with an ultimate spa experience. Treat yourself to everything from a soothing facial to full salon services in the heart of downtown Nashville. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600 or visit the Makara Spa on the Omni Nashville website. As always, valet is complimentary, and any service booked Monday through Thursday grants you full access to our rooftop pool and bar.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
America. America's first home for college football talk is the Bill King Show.
You jump in front of my car when you know all the time. 90 miles an hour, girl, is a speed I drive. You tell me it's all right.
Did you see that list on Feinbaum? I don't know whose list it was. Maybe it was just theirs on the show, on that show. And I wasn't watching at the time. Actually, I saw Brad post about it. But it was Feinbaum's strength of schedule. No. This is CBS Sports. Okay, I just pulled it up. This is CBS. Strength of schedule in the SEC Conference. And Alabama is ranked last. I was going to ask Kevin, what would be the biggest concerning game, regular season game now, on the Alabama schedule? What would that be? Of all the games this year. And let me pull that up. How do you spell Alabama? I'm trying to pull that up. Anybody know? Spell check on Alabama here. Yeah, let me pull it up. I know most of it, but I want to make sure I've got the rhyme and rhythm of it in the proper sequence. Alabama football schedule. I think I spelled it right. It's pulling up. There it is. So they open up with God's gift to the game of football, David Cutcliffe. Yeah, if you don't understand that, just listen to East Tennessee radio sometime. I know most of you don't, but they'll tell you Cutcliffe is God's gift to the planet Earth. So they open up at Wallace Wade, former Alabama coach, Wallace Wade Stadium in Durham, North Carolina. New Mexico State and Alabama is the second one. Let me go through this quick, though. I'm not going to go team by team. I'm guessing the Alabama game at A&M is the most concerning, and Alabama will be a double-digit favorite in that game. Is there any others? LSU's got to go to Alabama. Alabama's got to go to Mississippi State. That's not going to be a problem. Mississippi State does not have the players. Alabama's got to go to Auburn, but frankly, those rosters are not that similar. Auburn's probably top 15 good in players. Alabama's top 2 good. It's a difference there. I would say the game against Karen and Jimbo. Basically, here's what Alabama and A&M comes down to. It's Alabama's talent versus Jimbo and Karen. Can Jimbo and Karen overcome the talent of Alabama? Jerry, Judy, and company. Some guy named Tua. Never heard of it, but some guy named Tua. Should we get the call? Yeah, let's take it here. We'll go ahead and do it. Cosby Counterman, what's happening?
Bring out that suitcase and natty light, Bill. Let's go ahead and start that Memorial Day weekend early.
It is hot. Is it hot up there
I tell you what, yeah. We got it, too. We're probably a degree or two cooler due to elevation. But, yeah, pushing records over here. Your Florida listeners will roll their eyes, or your Texas listeners, but 91's pretty hot up here.
Hey, quick tip for you today. Don't put diesel in the Sea-Doo, okay? Don't do that.
Diesel in the Sea-Doo. Yeah, and when they say hydrate, that doesn't mean the popcorn either.
Oh, quick correction. Jeff, too, points out. Yeah, that game is not at Wallace Wade. It's at Falcon Stadium. It's in Atlanta at the new dome. Anyways, go ahead.
Hey, Bill, I got something about Coach Mack. He's on top of ESPN today. I don't know if you've touched on this or not.
Who?
McElwain.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw the headline and didn't read it. It's about his new start for the Chippewas, right?
Yeah, Shark Humphrey, you remember him?
Yes.
Okay. And then maybe one thing about the playoffs, a little bean counter action.
Yeah.
You know, Bill, I was looking at it. We were ESPN's got a big piece up on him and his new career up here at Central Michigan. And
says he's comfortable up there.
Yeah, you know, a lot of these guys with their buyouts and their parachutes and everything. That's where I was going with this. With that fake death threat stuff, Florida, refresh me on this. Florida wasn't on the hook for much of that buyout, were they? Didn't they get a really he got a little money out of them, but he got nowhere near what most of these coaches get because of those fake death threats.
No, I don't think they didn't fire him for cause. Whatever they owed him, I don't. You know what? Bean counters will save us. I'm thinking he got $4 or $5 million.
Well, yeah, maybe somebody down there, some Florida fan, can call in and tell us. But ESPN saying it was a negotiated settlement, but it was highly in Florida's favor.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah. Apparently, Jimmy Sexton's phone rang and said, "Hey, Jimmy, your client's getting fired, and guess what? He's not getting his big rosy buyout either."
And Jimmy threw a fit, right?
Fake death threats. You make up fake death threats. I mean, you probably can fire somebody for cause for if you're. I mean, that's probably a way to get around them. It sounds like most of these schools are getting a little wiser about that. There, if you're not winning on the football field, you better not be fooling around with your secretary.
Right, right.
These schools are getting tired of those $5-6 million buyouts. Finally, wouldn't you?
Hey, you know what you would enjoy in your spare time on the Sea-Doo? Listen to the Zach Smith podcast. You'd like that.
Yeah, I'm going to check out. You've been talking about it.
You would like that. You'd like the part where the stewardess is talking about Tom Herman, too. You'd like that. I know you. Go ahead.
Bill,
sorry.
Moving along here. You had your Alabama dude on, right?
Yeah.
So Sark is the OC again now, right?
Correct.
Isn't that something, how that worked? I mean, what he's done there and worked for Saban for, what, a week or two, and he's off to the Falcons, and then Saban doesn't hold a grudge or anything, just brings him right back in. I guess that's the profession, right?
Saban does that a lot. A guy will leave, and then he comes back. It happened with Jeremy Pruitt.
That's a pro model, I guess, right? Once you're in the club or if you can coach, Saban will find a spot for you with his 50 assistants like Butch over here grabbing coffee. How does Saban do this, by the way?
Well, as long as you don't embarrass the family. Mafia-wise, you can't do that. As long as you stay in good stead with the family, it's okay. Let me put it this way. If Kirby Smart someday got fired at Georgia, he ain't welcome back.
Yeah. Wouldn't you figure if Kiffin ever gets a real job, that Sark would probably be a good OC for him, too? I mean, they're pretty close, aren't they?
They were buddies at Southern Cal. They're very close. I don't know what the relationship is today, but it was.
I mean, they were Pete's A and B, 1A, 1B.
Correct.
But, with Sark's effing fight on speech out there to the salute to Troy, I'd say old Kiff will get a job before he will, wouldn't you figure?
I think so.
Yeah, you ever seen that, Bill? You ever Googled Sarkeesian salute to Troy? Effing fight on, baby.
I never saw it. No, I've heard about it. It's pretty good, huh?
That's a pretty good viewing right there, Bill.
Would that audio clip be okay for the show if we bleeped out the bad part?
I think Crazy C could work his magic. You probably get that on there as a drop.
So what do I need to Google? Sarkeesian
salute to Troy.
Okay, I'll do that.
YouTube or video, Google video, it'll pop up.
Okay.
But you know, Bill, one thing before I ask my playoff question, I see, speaking of Kiffin, he's getting another one of these FSU sexual predators. last chance, you.
You talking about the quarterback?
Yeah, Jameis Winston, all these FSU quarterbacks get their sexual deviancy out of the way, and then they go play for Kiffin, last chance, you.
The GOAT here tweets that the buyout from McElwain was $7.5 million.
I'd be surprised if Florida paid $1 million of that, Bill, from the way the story on ESPN reads.
Yeah, I know. That's interesting. Here's what it says. It says he was due 12.9, but he got 7.5.
Wonder if that's he got that much out of him?
That's what it says here. That's what the GOAT says. The GOAT's down on the Emerald Coast right down there.
Well, I mean,
he's on the beach.
Probably no more than I would, but the story on ESPN reads that he got nearly nothing out of Florida, but who knows? Hey, one last thing before Ben, I'll clear out. Well, two things. One, probably it's Kiffin haters out there. Kiffin sure gets a lot of these high-profile quarterbacks on the back end, doesn't he?
He does because you got to remember now, he's at a place where that's probably a good idea.
Yeah. That's the thing I've always said with Kiffin or Pruitt, when you're making that decision. Kiffin's sexy. Pruitt's an old country boy dipping skull.
True.
Yeah, that's the one thing that Kiffin brings that 98% of these bums don't. Now, Bill, one thing on the playoffs I'm going
to
clear out.
You think Layla allowed baby Kiff to dip skull? Or Copenhagen?
I there's probably not a whole lot of skull dipping out there in Manhattan Beach. Hey, Bill, one thing on the playoffs I'm going to clear out.
Yeah.
It's well known that the Pac-12 has not hit the playoff yet, right?
Washington did.
They did. I thought they were okay. They've hit it one time. I thought the
remember it was the Baby Kiff game where he was hung over and he got fired right after the game.
Was that before? Could that have been the last year of the BCS and not the playoff?
No, that was the playoff.
Okay, yeah, I don't understand the Pac-12 hadn't hit the playoff yet.
No, they have. And then Oregon got in there the first year.
Okay, and has the Big Ten missed once or twice now?
Ohio State did not get in this year, and the year before they did get in. Michigan State's been in as well. So we've played 5 years, and Ohio State, it's either 2 or 3 years the Big Ten has not been in.
You know, Bill, I'll leave you with this thought for the day. You know, I'm an 18 playoff guy. You're not. But I think the best way to blow the thing up is, I hate to say it, but we have to root for Notre Dame to keep getting in there, because Clemson's getting in there. That means the ACC would have two participants, and that means you'd have two Power 5 conferences shut out. I think if we could keep having two Power 5 conferences shut out, I think you get to 8 teams pretty quickly. You disagree with that?
It's either going to be that, or I think it's going to be an SEC event. The SEC is what ticks everybody off. So if it's – let me put it this way. The best thing that could happen for your group that wants expansion would be a Georgia-Alabama repeat. That would kill everybody off.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's another way to do it, too, because if you have if Georgia was to get – or Georgia and or Alabama were getting in as the non-conference champion, that would shut out two conferences, too, wouldn't it?
Correct.
Hang in there, Bill.
Get ready to ride on, baby. Let's go!
That's the clip, Crazy Charlie. Play that again. I haven't heard this.
Get ready to ride on, baby. Let's go!
Charlie, was that edited, or did you have to do that? You did that real quick. You did it pretty good. You can't even tell what that's supposed to be. Play it one more time. Hit it again.
Get ready to ride on, baby. Let's go!
Is that a video? Can you see it when you're, Charlie, when you're playing it? Is it a video? Is it? Does Sark look like he's had a few pops? You can't tell. Okay. Can't tell. All right. Bottom of the hour. And we got, I think Charlie says we've got a couple calls we need to take. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Still working on clearing an overturned car at 24 westbound, the Briley Parkway exit in South Nashville. Another wreck on 40 eastbound between 46th Avenue and the 440 split. I-24 is slow from Harding in Antioch all the way up to the eastern split. Smashville Moving Company. Moving, hauling, cleaning, no job is too big. SmashvilleMovingCompany.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
I used to leave voicemails for myself because the only one I could trust to get something done right was me.
Hey, you, it's me. Remember to order safety goggles and grab some milk on your way home.
But now I use Grainger. Grainger's got the technical support you'd expect from America's number one source for industrial-grade supplies. They're in the business of helping my business, so no more talking to myself. Now I talk to Grainger, because when it comes to keeping your business running, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Are you a big guy fed up with clothes that don't fit? Here's a tip. Head to DXL. Anyone can make a bigger shirt, but DXL makes clothes that actually fit. It's all they do. Want to know their secret? Okay. They've spent years developing their own sizing patterns to make sure it's a comfortable fit every time and every size. Good luck finding that anywhere else. So head to DXL.com and check out a store near you. DXL Big and Tall. Built for you at DXL.com.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Tennessee. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio, WSNR Sky Scan forecast. Mostly rainy with showers and thunderstorms for this morning. Afternoon sunshine with a high in the low 90s. Partly cloudy overnight with a low near 70. Thursday mostly sunny with your high in the low 90s. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, the Bill King Show.
We are presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. When you come for commitments, that's where we will be. If you're going to get a room, you're coming from out of town, we're going to get you a great rate. We're going to feed you breakfast. Literally, we'll feed you. Yeah, if you want me to come to your table and literally get the fork out and feed you, I'll do it. Won't be my best moment, but I'll do it. The night before, we'll have a adult beverage party in the Bill King suite. You can come and go as you please. You don't need an invite. Just show up. You could literally show up and say, hey, you don't know me. Can I come to this cocktail party? And the answer would be yes. No worries. Come with whoever you want to come with. No worries. Let's get a call. Georgia Dog on the beautiful, scenic, gorgeous, white, sandy Emerald Coast.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
So, where you live, how close are you to the beach?
I live, actually, in the Blackwater National Forest, about, to Crow Flies, 30 miles north. But now I can look out my window and see the water at my job.
So, you drive into, so what town are you located in? At your home.
And just north of Crestview.
I know exactly where that is. I know where Crestview is. But you drive into Destin for work, is that right?
Yes, sir. Every day. Beautiful drive in the mornings. And it's Chamber of Commerce weather all week. You know, we hadn't had rain in like 10 days now. You know, maybe a shower here or there. But just absolutely beautiful weather. And trust me, all the Canadians are down here. And I wish they'd go back to Canada and leave us alone. Because they can't drive, they walk on the golf course, and they're, you know, they won't drive their ball to the, their cart to the ball. They park and they use their walker to walk all the way across the fairway. So
brutal,
kind of slows everything down.
Brutal.
So I got a fun question for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now you know that I borrowed, because I tweeted you first, your He Gone portal for my show down here.
Yeah, He Gone Gateway. Now, yeah.
Yeah, He Gone Gateway. Now, if it were to get into a copyright infringement thing, and you had to hire one of your callers to represent you in court as your attorney, who would it be?
Well, actually, Neil Blackman, he doesn't call that much. He's down in Gainesville. He's a big Gator. He's a lawyer down there. Now, does it have to be a real lawyer or just a character?
No, just a character. Out of your characters. Let's
easily.
Take lawyers out of
easily.
It.
Yeah, Cosby Cattleman. Yeah, easily.
Cosby Cattleman, I thought so. You know, just to give you some idea of how the exposure on some of your callers are, the lady walks in my office yesterday and introduces herself as Karen, and the first thing I asked her was, do you have a hot tub?
God. Hope she didn't slap you when you said that, but it's all good.
No, she didn't. But I explained anyway.
Yeah.
But I got a question for you now. Let's assume Georgia. Let's assume Alabama and Clemson are 12-0. Georgia's 11-1.
Yep.
With a schedule that has five teams coming off bye weeks. Now they play Missouri, Tennessee, South Carolina, Florida, and Auburn, all coming off byes. Which is the better ranked team? Is it the strength of schedule play into that or not?
Well, now, you just give me three teams. I mean, that doesn't prohibit anybody from not getting in.
No. Yeah.
But I mean, Georgia probably would be able to claim we've got a tougher schedule than Alabama, because Alabama's schedule is not difficult at all. They've got to go to A&M. They've got to go to Auburn. They'll be heavily favored in both, but their schedule is considered soft.
Yeah, and I don't know what.
And Clemson plays. Clemson's got two games probably. They've got, well, FSU's really not much of a game right now. Syracuse has been playing them well. Matter of fact, Syracuse, the last 2 years, Syracuse is 1-1 against Clemson. That's about it.
Yeah. I think Texas A&M, I think they have A&M, don't they?
They do get A&M. They get them at home. That was a close game a year ago. Good point. Yes.
Well, like I say, I think that, you know, it gets down to Kirby has scheduled games with Notre Dame, Texas, Oklahoma, you know, some of the big boys, Clemson. You know, Georgia Clemson used to play each other all the time, but they kind of got
remember.
Away from that.
I remember. And the heyday was the early 80s, but I recall.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I think that some of the other teams are starting to see that strength of schedule does help you when you get into a situation like Georgia was in last year. When you got two losses, I think that it would help. It would have helped Georgia to have had a little tougher schedule than they had last year. But it's tough for a two-loss team to get in. It is. And then you go to Texas. They're pretty much playing for their Super Bowl, and Georgia's playing for a consolation game, which is not an excuse. Should have won the ball game, period. But we didn't. We didn't show up. We didn't play.
Here's my question. Let's say Georgia didn't lose the LSU game. The only loss would be the Alabama game and the SEC championship game. Georgia gets into the playoffs. Who is out, Oklahoma or Notre Dame?
I mean, I think it has to, you know, well, of course, to me it would have been Notre Dame. But, you know, Notre Dame's got that – it's still that brand that people want to classify Notre Dame as. They're undefeated. I think that if it were me and I'm voting – I'm letting Notre Dame know until you get in a conference, you know, I'm just not going to consider you like I do these teams that have to play the extra game and fight through a conference. I'm just not going to consider you. I would have put Oklahoma in personally.
I'm like you. I think the committee would have gone with Notre Dame, though, because they were undefeated.
Yeah. And probably so. But I know during that time, Mick was asked, you know, between the two, which one he wanted to play. And he said, well, I sure as hell don't want to play Georgia. So, Nick, I think Nick side of the last 2 years, he's seen about enough of Georgia, but he's good. But it's something that we're going to see a lot of.
He's about to see him again.
Yeah. But I said this before, and I'll say it again. For the health of the SEC going forward, Tennessee needs to get back to Tennessee again. Florida needs to get back to Florida. I don't like winning. I'm the guy that wants to win 21-17, or, you know, going to Tennessee and winning 41-0 is not the same as going up there and having Herschel and Bill Bates and having, you know, Peyton Manning and the guys, you know, when you just had to fight it out all the time.
Yeah.
To me, those are the games when they're over, you just feel like you've accomplished something.
I agree, man. Dog, be good, buddy.
We'll do it, buddy. We'll just be doggone. Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, he's got a show down there on the Emerald Coast on Saturday mornings. I believe it's 9 to noon. It's right in there. He and some of his buddies. Apparently, it's a good show. Apparently, they do a good job. One more break here, hour number two. Berg is up. Yeah, Berg was scheduled last Wednesday, but he canceled two days in advance? I don't remember. But he was in New Orleans, and he was all partied out. They'd been boozing it up. And figured he wouldn't be able to get up to do the show. Although, Eastern time, it would have been 9 o'clock, but it was still too early. So, Berg's back with us today in about, 15 minutes. 15 minutes plus. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Still working on clearing an overturned car at 24 westbound, the Briley Parkway exit in South Nashville. Another wreck on 40 eastbound between 46th Avenue and the 440 split. I-24 is slow from Harding in Antioch all the way up to the eastern split. Smashville Moving Company. Moving, hauling, cleaning, no job is too big. SmashvilleMovingCompany.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Napa Know How.
You don't have to know fancy terms like ceramic, metallic, and calipers to know that this sound isn't a good thing. And now at most Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, you'll get a $75 prepaid Visa card when you spend $250 on brakes. Do it yourself or have it done for you and save $75. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 5/31/19.
Memorial Day, the beginning of summer. Kick things off right at the Home Depot with $30 off Ego 56-volt cordless handheld outdoor power equipment, like the Ego String Trimmer, just $159. The battery fits every other Ego product, so you're not just starting a great summer, you're starting a great collection. Today is the day for doing. Memorial Day savings on Ego outdoor power equipment, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through May 29th while supplies last.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire.
Reds playing this afternoon to the Milwaukee Brewers. The Reds will have Luis Castillo on the mound. He's 5-1 with a 1.90 ERA. The Reds are the minus 115 money line favorite, meaning you must bet at least 115 to win 100. Zach Davies pitching for the Brewers, 5-0 with a 1.54 ERA. The total at Miller Park is 8.5 juiced on the under. The Braves, $1.48 favorite at San Francisco today. Max Fried to the mound for the Braves. He's 6-2 with a 2.86 ERA and has won 3 of his last 4 starts of the month of May. 7.5 under the total at Oracle Park. For VSiN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
I'm in my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. The arena of ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 888-702-5494. The Bill King Show.
Omni Nashville Hotel. Jeff says, Bill, those Canadians do need to get back to Canada. He agrees with the Georgia Dog. 614 Rob said, Bill, the Canadians need to go back to Canadian. I agree with that part, too. Yeah, get out of there. Quit walking slow on the golf course, too. That's irritating as crap. Get out of here. If you're a Canadian, quit trying to escape. Go back to where you're from. Get off the Emerald Coast. We can't drive down here. Sick of it. You don't even play football. Well, you do. You play Canadian football. I was about to say, you don't even play real football up there. You actually been playing up there a long time. Some people actually go up there and recruit. Florida got Jesse Palmer out of there. Yeah. So anyways. If you want to tweet the show at Bill is King, if you'd like to dial in, 888-702-5494. Jim and Jupiter says, Bill, Notre Dame is not in the ACC. They're half pregnant. Yeah, Notre Dame gets to be in the ACC, although they are in the ACC. I love that, too. It makes so many people mad, so I love it. For you expansionists, I want to make that sound like it's a bad word, expansionists. For all of you, and that's most of you. Here's what you're going to need. I don't want this, but I'm thinking of you. I'm sharing on the show. You need an SEC event. Because expansion won't happen because a Big Ten team plays twice. Big Ten teams repeat. Nobody's going to get mad about that. Or any other league. It's got to be an SEC event. I don't think that Alabama and Clemson would set it off. And Alabama and Clemson are the two teams predicted again and again. It's got to be an SEC event. Even though you folks who are outside the SEC and despise the fact that the SEC gets a lot of attention, gets the most attention, you need an SEC event to happen if you're going to get your expansion. And it's got to be a repeat. Your best bet would be an Alabama-Georgia repeat. Because it just happened not that long ago. And if it happens again, I'll just die. Now, again, a Georgia-Alabama repeat, here's what would really do it. The odds are against this, but it would be Georgia and Alabama playing in the SEC title game. Undefeated. It's a really good game. One team wins barely. One team loses barely. They both get in the playoffs, and then they end up in the championship game against each other. Now, that's a long shot. I mean, that's everything would have to land right for that to happen. But that would set the rest of America on fire. Every media member who's got Twitter, except for me, would be crying openly. They would be throwing a two-year-old temper tantrum like never before. Then that guy that I don't really like, Bill Hancock, would have to come out and say, you know what? When we had the BCS, I told you there would be no playoffs. When we got the playoffs, I told you there would be no expansion. Now we're expanding. That's what he would have to say. Then you use the political thing. You go, we evolved. Yeah, we're evolving. In politics, when you change your mind about something, you simply say to the public, I evolved. I know that's the way I was, but now with this new policy, I evolved. I've seen the light. That's how you're going to get expansion. And regardless of if it's a Georgia-Alabama repeat or whatever, regardless of that, you're going to get some sort of expansion before we get to the end of the 12 years. The contract goes through, I think it's 2025. Before we get to 25, you're going to get your expansion. I'm the one who's going to be throwing the two-year-old temper tantrum. Because I don't want expansion. I don't want more teams. I don't want it to look like the NFL. I don't want it to look like other sports. I want it to be unique. But they're going to do it. Yeah, they're going to do it. I told you that right when they announced we're going to playoffs. I told you that before year one even hit. That they're going to expand. And they will. Trust me, I know these people. Jim in Jupiter says, Bill, I'm a fifth generation Floridian. How about everybody get the hell out of here other than native Floridians? Yeah, you guys have taken on a pretty big population boom from the 70s to about right now, correct? Everybody likes to go down there because they think they want to be close to the ocean. So they go down there, and then they want to get out of the weather. The cold weather, that would be. Yeah, Jim from Jupiter. Jim from Jupiter actually went north, though. He actually went to Florida State. He had to go all the way north to Tallahassee for college, which he says is about a six-hour drive from his location in actually West Palm. It's not Jupiter. Sounds better when I say Jim from Jupiter, but it's West Palm, which is the same area. Yeah, in college one year for spring break, randomly, we just drove down there. We ended up in Jupiter. Stay there. I don't know that that massage parlor was still a thing back then. Not the way it's a thing now. We'll get back to it here in a little bit. We've got hour three coming up, top of the hour break. Berg is with us, Josh Newberg from 24/7. We'll hang out with him a little bit, and then we'll have plenty of time to mingle, just like we will at Commitments. Plenty of time to have a few adult beverages and mingle. Omni,